Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And today, I have some guests with me today. But before I introduce them, I just want to say they were nice enough to take time out to come in today. And we're going to talk about a subject that my wife, Brenda, and I, we've been trying to eat better, drink better, and just be cleaner for ourselves because we're getting a little older, you know. And these folks, I'd like to welcome Ken and Kathy Funstermaker. Welcome. Welcome you two.
Hi there.
Yes. Thank you.
And you guys, I think you're about my age, maybe a little bit older. And you both, first it was you, Ken, you ended up getting cancer.
Yes.
And then a year and a half later, Kathy,
yes,
you got cancer.
I did.
Yes. And you both grew up here, right?
Yes.
Both
right.
In Jersey County. Mm-hmm. Just recently, in the last few years, this came about.
Right.
And you decided to go a different route than what most people do, as far as the chemo route. You decided to go healthier food, or first of all, Ken, a little bit about what you contracted. What, adrenocortical carcinoma? Did I pronounce that right?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Cortical
carcinoma.
Yeah. And how did they find out that you even had that? What happened?
Well, actually, I woke up one morning and was just sitting in a lounge chair and my side started hurting really bad. And out of the blue. No indication prior to that. And then went to the hospital and that's when they found out that I had this cancer.
So then what happened? What'd they do?
Then they went in and did a surgery.
Was it kind of like an emergency surgery?
It mostly, yeah.
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 Okay. And they took the...
They took the left adrenal gland and removed it, and then they tested it, and they came back with negative margins along the edge. So they knew they had gotten all the cancer out and all the roots out.
Okay. But you have a situation in your genetics that made you more apt for cancer.
Right. We have what they call a Lynch syndrome, and that's something that I have. And
did you know you had it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And with this, it just means that I'm 60% more likely to get a cancer than other people.
Okay. So they took it out, but they said chances are you're going to get, you're just, it's probably going to happen again.
Right. They really expected that most likely I'm going to have a flare-up after that.
So they diagnosed you, and they were going to put you on chemo.
Right. And they wanted to do so many weeks of chemo.
Yeah. And what happened? Tell me the story.
It just through conversations with some other friends, we found another friend that had a cancer and did this alternative method. He tried the chemo, got very, very sick from it, said he'd never do that again, and then had this alternative method where he went to Tijuana, Mexico. And the doctor here gave him a year and a half, maybe 2 years to live if he did it. And that was 10 years ago.
Oh.
So it was a big success for him.
And then, Kathy, with you, mm-hmm, a year and a half later.
Right.
Then what did they come up with you?
I get diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah, out of the blue?
Pretty much out of the blue, basically, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So at this point in time, had you decided to go do these organic treatments yet?
So definitely wanted to do the alternative route. I was already doing it for him.
Oh, he had already started.
He started immediately after his surgery. He had a few weeks of recovery, and then we went to the clinic in Tijuana.
Clinic in Tijuana.
Yeah, and did a two-week thing there and came home.
So when you were going through the clinic in Tijuana, mm-hmm, you didn't have cancer?
then? I did not have cancer.
And didn't
then.
Have any idea that you had
no.
cancer?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
So we were there for his.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, this clinic in Tijuana, how long is the program?
It's a 2-week program.
Okay. And it's down in Mexico. Mm-hmm. How'd you feel about that? Did you feel safe? Did you feel secure down in Mexico?
It was. The way it works is you actually fly into San Diego, spend the night, and then they bring one of their taxi people over to pick you up, take you across the border. You stay over there for 2 weeks. They bring you back across the border, and you just fly home.
What's the facility like? Is it like a hospital, or what's it like?
Well,
to me, it's not like a hospital. To me, it's like a little apartment complex, only 8 to 10 people maybe. And usually what they do is you're supposed to bring a companion with you. So you have the patient, and then you have the companion.
Okay.
And that's
that
the way
time,
it usually
you
goes.
Were the patient.
I
or
was
the companion. You're the
right.
companion. That's right.
Right. And it's all immersive. You stay in their complex. And it's you're locked in basically.
Did there was other people doing the same thing?
There were other
right?
people. Yeah.
How many people were we talking about going through this 2-week clinic with you?
Probably about 10 patients total, and pretty much each one had their companion with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like meet in a big meeting room or?
We ate meals together every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was a sitting area that we would gather with, so they would get IVs. B17, vitamin C IVs directly into their veins. And when they were having that done, if it was nice, we got to sit outside with them and visit and learn each other's stories and all that stuff and be a help to each other, you know.
But what was the main purpose of going to the clinic? What were you supposed to learn there?
Well, I had no idea how to do this. I had no idea how to cook for him this way. So my whole thing was I needed to go to learn how to take care of him and to do this diet and protocol the correct way.
Okay. So mm-hmm. You go to this clinic and then they start teaching you how to cook or mm-hmm. what food to buy, what you can eat and what you can't eat.
Right.
Okay.
And they set you up. They did blood tests on him constantly. And that's how they would decide what supplements he was supposed to take. So they also give you supplements. Yeah.
So they're teaching you how to cook and mm-hmm. you're eating the same food. What kind of food are we talking about? What are we eating?
It's all vegetables and fruits. Everything is vegetables and fruits and juices. No. Yeah, no meat. You are a vegetarian at this point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've been a vegetarian since?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now do these vegetables and fruits, can they be any vegetables and fruits? Do they have to come from a certain area or what?
Organic.
Yes, strictly organic. We are not allowed to use anything because all the chemicals that are
what,
put on our food.
What do you mean when we say strictly organic?
You aren't allowed to do anything that's not organic food. If you can't find, so our juices, one of them is a green juice with green organic Granny Smith apples. If you can't find them, don't use a normal apple that's not organic. Don't put it in your body because you're just adding the toxins back in. And that's the whole protocol.
How do you know if it's organic or not?
Well,
can you buy organic food?
Right. Every product that is organic will have a label on it that says organic.
Okay.
So it's easy to spot. You just have to look for it. And sometimes they're generally, depending on the maker, it may be a purple label or a green label, and it'll say organic.
So what kind of organic vegetables? What do you mainly?
That's the funny thing. We weren't big vegetable eaters outside of like corn, you know. We loved corn and you eat potatoes, and we just were not vegetable people. I like vegetables a little more than he did. So it's been a learning process. And the thing is, you can't use oils, no butters, no nothing like this. It's our diet. The protocol we're doing is very restrictive.
Okay.
Yeah, very restrictive.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Ken and Kathy Funstermaker with us, and they're talking about this program that they're on to eat healthy and to fight cancer. So at this clinic, they teach you how to prep the food. Well, what do you mean by prepping the food? I mean, you got a tomato. How do you prep a tomato? You wash it off? What do you do with it?
So, yeah, you have. We have this tub that we put our vegetables in, and we put in water. You don't want to use city water because a lot of city waters have fluoride, which you can find that out. You don't want fluoride in your water.
How do you get the fluoride out of the water?
So we have well water. We've always lived on well water.
Okay.
So we've never had to worry about it.
Okay.
But our friend who we learned about this program, he boiled his water and said he used it often. Because he felt like
if you boil the water, the fluoride's out of it. Is that what
I can't say that it is, but that's kind of what he did.
I see.
Go ahead. Otherwise, we use distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll clean the vegetables with vinegar and distilled water, pour that off, and then rinse everything with distilled water.
Then how do you cook it?
Well, their cooking process that they have you do is they want a lot of people that have cancer also have maybe digestive issues, so they like their vegetables cooked mushy, you know. So there's a really detailed process of put your green beans, let's say I've got green beans, I put them in my pan, I put distilled water in it and turn the heat on high, and if once I see steam, I turn it down to medium. This is how they taught me. It's really strict. Put your lid on it. When I can't put my hand on that lid anymore because it's too hot, it is time to turn it down to low, and then you let it cook for another, on super low, like another 30 minutes, because they want mushy food in your body. So anyway, that's how it works.
But for us, we don't have that digestive problem.
Right.
Okay.
So we didn't have to go that extreme. And that's the point. You learn what really works for you and what.
Right.
How about, I heard at this clinic, and I've heard about it other than the clinic, coffee enemas. What are coffee enemas all about?
Well, this is part of the, and I personally think this is the key to the whole process. Because
it is?
It is, because this coffee enema goes into your system, and it cleanses your liver. And that's the whole point, is to cleanse the toxins out of your liver.
And can you use any coffee, or is it a certain coffee, or what is it?
Organic coffee.
Right. And they've got different varieties that they recommend. And it's a very simple process, really.
Yeah. And that cleans your liver.
That cleans your liver.
The liver is the filter of your body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the point is, this is really a two-year process. So after 2 years, they really believe that you have flushed all the chemicals out of your system that you've come up with over your lifetime, which is the things that are in the air, as well as the things that you've ingested through buying just normal food from the stores, or from chemicals from maybe medicines or whatever.
Household chemicals are really bad for us. Yeah. Your shampoo, sunscreen. They've done a lot of research on sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible stuff that we're putting on our body and in us. Yeah. Mm. So try to find something healthier.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work if you go full blown. But like I told Ken when we were coming over here, if you make, like you talked about you and Brenda making these changes in your life, anything you do to make it better, to eat things that are, your body wants, that's going to be a benefit to your body, is going to be a benefit to your health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You talk about juicing.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about juicing?
Yeah, so that's another thing. We have, they want you to have very special high-end juicers. It's a certain kind even that I don't understand. I don't remember what they call it, but there's like a angel juicer, a pure juicer. There's only certain ones. There's a website for this health institute.
This is
Tijuana.
A piece of equipment?
It's a piece of equipment.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a juicer.
Like a blender?
No, the pulp comes out so that we only get the juice. You don't want the pulp. You can use the pulp for other things, but you want just the juice squeezed out of it.
Okay.
And there's certain juices we make. There's a green juice, has chard, lettuce, green apples, cabbage,
pepper,
green pepper. And I think that's it. And then we have carrot juices and carrot apple juices.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the three main juices. And then, you know, once you get into it, you can expand. One day we'll expand on that, maybe add some beets and stuff to it. But yeah, that's a big part of it, juicing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to the clinic, you were with Ken at the clinic, and you learned how to do all this. And then, what was it? You said a year and a half later,
mm-hmm.
you discovered that you had cancer.
Right.
Okay. Now, But you had, hadn't you been eating this same thing or not? You hadn't?
I had a little bit, but it was because I was still learning, and it, you know, it's a very intensive work to clean all this and buy all this and get all this and do it for him. When he was sick, he wasn't much help. So once he got better, he was much more of a help to me. But it just was easier for me to grab, you know, the pizza at Little Caesars or something, which was awful, you know, for me.
So you never changed your diet at first?
Very little. I changed it very little. Yeah.
But you were able to, okay, so you had breast cancer and you went in for an operation to remove the cancer. And then you've continued eating right. And how do you feel?
I feel great. Yeah. I've got clean. My last mammogram was clean, and he does CT scans, and he's been clean for two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 years.
Yeah.
The point about the CT scans, I was doing a CT scan every 3 months the first year, and then every 4 months the second year. So I had a whole lot of scans, and each time they came back clear.
Great. That is great. So what do you think? What advice can you give to folks? I mean, they don't have to necessarily go to Mexico.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So what are you thinking? Some big things to do, some big things to avoid, just so people have an idea. Well, maybe I can do some of this, maybe not everything. But what would you say? What are the big takeaways?
I think the main thing is the organic food. That's probably, you know, for someone that doesn't have cancer, this is a great way to get ahead of it. Is if you begin eating organic food, even you don't even have to do the enemas, I don't think, if you don't have the cancer so much, although it is an extra plus. But if you change your diet to more organic food and get more of the toxins out of your system, that's the best way to begin.
Where can you buy the organic foods at?
Well, I went grocery shopping today. So I hit up Walmart. Uh-huh. They have an organic section in some of the Walmart stores.
Okay.
So I buy some there. And then I usually go to, we have a health food store near us. There's also one around here in Edwardsville that I go to that I get my cabbage there. Because not every grocery store has a big area for their organics. But it's where people apparently are buying it more now, because some places do have great big areas for organics. So
how about when people have vegetable stands? Would that be good?
You would have to ask each individual stand, because a lot of times even those little roadside stands spray their stuff just for the bugs and the weeds and stuff, and we don't want that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have your own garden?
We don't have time for a garden.
You don't?
No, I don't. A lot of people do. You know, they've managed it much better, and they do have their own garden, but I have never been a gardener, so I just can't manage it. So I buy everything at the grocery stores.
Well, how about supplements? Does it matter? Is all supplements the same? Is there any certain supplements?
Well,
Is there any certain supplements that we should be taking to avoid cancer?
Well, I don't know about that as much as the clinic has gone through, and they've done all the research on the different manufacturers of supplements. And there's a list of manufacturers that they recommend that are, in their mind, is a much cleaner supplement. Now, at the clinic, when they do a blood test, they test all for the... There's about four or five different things they really take your blood test for. They check your cortisol, all your HDLs, LDLs, and if you're a man, they may do the PSA test and test all of that. And then there's different supplements for different things. And one of the things that we did learn was after the 2 years with the clinic, then every month and a half or so, I would call the clinic, send my blood labs down to them. They would look over the blood labs and then adjust the supplements for what I needed to keep my body. And they've done an excellent job.
And since I got my cancer, we didn't go to the clinic again because I'd already learned how to do this. But I do a Zoom call with one of the doctors that was his doctor from the clinic.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are you guys living now? In Florida?
North Florida, yeah.
North Florida, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thanks so much. And you listen to WJBM, don't you? North Florida.
I do, nearly every morning.
Love it. I love it.
Yes, I do too.
You'll have to listen to this interview. And,
yeah.
And we'll do a shout out. A shout out to Ken and Kathy Funstermaker. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us your battle and actually
success.
Success, right. Success with beating cancer. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.